that's Mamish Nifla, is of Malkut Shemayni, that says, Godel Kvoidei Shel HaMashiach, it says, Shenasatolei Hoidei Shel Rav, Vehoda Shel Talmud. In other words, Moshe and Yeshua, there was a chiluk, Moshe had Hoid and Yeshua had Hoda, and Kvoidei Shel HaMashiach is that he has both the Hoid of a Rav and a Hoda of a Talmud. But our point is just a Yisofa, a Talmud, it was Mamish Dvorim for Rashi. Okay, let's see this week, Parshas Matis. It says over here, Zeh Adova Shetziv Hashem. So Lemaisa, it's a Rashi brings the Chazal, Zeh Adova, Moish Nisnava Bekoyam Hashem, Chatzos Halayla, Vanevim Nisnava Bekoyam Hashem. Moish, Velov Moish, Nisnava Beloshin Zeh Adova. So Moish has a Maila that his Nebu is also Beloshin Zeh Adova. So first thing, understand what is the difference in a nevuah with koyamar and a nevuah with zadava. But secondly, there's a bigger shayla l'mashal. If I say about somebody that he wears suits, but he's a poor person, his suits are $100 suits. This other person is wealthy and he wears $1,000 suits, and he also wears $100 suits. So it's a chodlula. I mean, if you tell me that he's wealthy, so that means all the suits are $1,000. You're telling me the Milo business, he has $1,000 suits, he has $100 suits also. I mean, Koyamar is a lower darg of Nevuah than Zeh Adova, for whatever reason. So, you're telling me the Shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshe Rabbeinu Zeh to Zeh Adova, and no, the Navi was Zeh to Zeh Adova. To say that. So what does it mean afterwards that Nevi'im were also, that Moshe Rabbeinu had both of them? He had this, plus that darg. That's a second point. It's important as an important in the Chesh Minei Obey. Third of all, the Lashon over here, the place, I mean, this is a klal in all Nevuas of Moshe versus Nevuas of all of Nevi'im. Of all the places in the world to stick it in, why Parsha Nedarim? I mean, it's not like a beginning of a parasha. It's not the Ika Parsha, it's a mitzvah, it's not a Seres Adibris, it's not Mishpatim, it's not Kedoshim, it's not Kiseitzik. In the Parsha Nedarim is you have Zeh Adova. Why Dafka Parsha Nedarim? One more Indian would say, it says that the Klal Yisrael says Chotu Bezer, Veloko Bezer, and they're going to be Misnachim Bezer. Chotu Bezer, that it says Kizeh Moshe Vaish, Loku Bezer, because it says Alzer Yadavei Lebeinu, and it says they're going to be Misnachim Bezer, like it says Hine Zeh Ayoyim Kivinolai. So try to understand the word zeh. Obviously, Chazal picked the word zeh. It's a very common word. It's not as if we find it as a yuchdik, a word haloyim, ain't haloyim loshem office. You find it as a special word. I mean, zeh is a very common word. So Chazal picked out dafke that the zeh of that they were chayte bezeh. It's almost. I mean, usually when Chazal pick a nekuda, you find a specific inyan that you could say. I mean, zeh is a very very. It's a word that appears every place. What's the chotu bezer, loko bezer, and the gomri snachim bezer? Those are the inyanim that we want to deal with. So let's try to understand the first point that we started with, the difference between koi and the difference between zeh. First of all, where in Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says in Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuas itself, there was a difference, sometimes he used koi, sometimes he used zeh. When did he use koi and when did he use zeh? So the Maral says that the places where he used zeh are by mitzvahs. The places where he used koi is like bechatzos halayla. The koi Hashem bechatzos halayla versus the zeh by zeh adov is used when Moshe did mitzvah by mitzvahs. And he says that the chiluk of Moshe Rabbeinu and other Nevi'im, that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is baspaklaya meira, and other people's nevuah is dafke be aspaklaya sheni meira, is only true in mitzvahs. Wherever there was a nevuah and mitzvahs, that's where you have the difference. And in Achinami, other Nevi'im never gave mitzvahs. Ein Navi Rashay L'Chadish Dava. The mitzvah cannot be given by a Navi. So there was no makoyim. There is no makoyim for a nevuah of zeh from a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu had a darg of zeh, but it was only true when he gave mitzvahs. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about other things, like Kama Hashem B'chatzos HaLayla, so over there he used the Lashon Koi in like every other Navi. That's how the Maral has marked the difference. Let's try to explain the Havana behind it a little bit. It's in his words, as well, but let's try to bring it out sharper, the Havana of the Dvarim. Let's take a Metzius in the world of Pulim. A person sees a certain phenomenon. That's why he sees things falling. So he's a person who's living, he's a person who builds buildings. So he's living with the metzias of, he's building a building, sometimes it's stable, sometimes it falls, sometimes it collapses, and he needs to have a tool, he needs to have a guideline when the buildings are stable, when they're not. So somebody sits down and he makes a cheshbin of the laws of gravity and support and so on and so forth, and he comes up with a certain set of laws that are guidelines for when, which material stands up under what pressure and in what way. That is one so in his mahalach he is looking at the material wherein the laws reflected. He's looking at the phenomena wherein those laws are reflected, and he deals with those laws as describing those phenomena that are important to him. A person who is a theoretical person, a person whose mitzias is the tefis of chachma itself, so he's fakir. He wants to understand what are the basic rules of the universe. There are certain building foundation blocks of a kayach of gravity, a kayach of pull, of push, all these things, and the person who works understand them, and then from those understandings the person can see there are many phenomena that express it. So you have ke'ilu de etzem conceptual mitzias in its purity, the law of gravity, the law of different pressures and pulls and forces and so on, and then you have the physical manifestations of that law. That is the Mahalchi Chachma. In Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's also like that. There is the pure Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Toiv and this is Ra. Those are the pure Ritzonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Lerachek, this is Lekarek. Those inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down in the world of his Etzem Ratzin, those things that Etzem Ratzin express themselves on many different levels. For instance, if a person is not nizer in halachas banu chaverid, it causes a lot of friction. People get angry at each other. Person lives with kas. People never satisfied. People lose what they have. It's a machir of the world. A person that's not god of ikdusha becomes very chumristic. He becomes very prust. He becomes very puss, and so on. So in the ritzoinus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have the same mahalach. You have a mahalach where is ke'ilu the hagdara of the etzem ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it's mislavish, let's use the word, it becomes dressed up in many, many hechetimtzis, in many, many ramifications. Just like the law of gravity applies to the building that's standing on top of you and to a plane that's trying to fly, and to a lot of other things, and the fruit that's falling down, all of them come from one nekuda. Also, in Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's etzem mitzoynai, and then there's a hispashtus into the mitzias, and it reflects itself on an emotional level, on a social level, on a lot of different ways the chukim mishpatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu express themselves. The word zeh is, like it says in Chazal, that hera be'etzba, and they said Zeli Kenu, Ze Keli Van Veyu. Ze means coming down to the point. Koi is, the word Koi comes from Kofadimyan. Kofadimyan, in B'chal Lashon Kodesh, the whole Lashon is built with Kedusha. It's one of, we spoke last week, spoke about the Mem. The Kof means that everything has something that's Doimelon. Kid, the Kofadimyan, it's nifl, because the other ones, all the mem and the lamed and the beis are intuitively important for language. to say from something to something and in something are very basic. Like something is not of the same caliber. It's a secondary type of expression. In Lashon Kodesh, it's one of the four Misharsim, or Mishamshim, that to say that something is like something, because this is an intrinsic tchuna in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria has a reflection, and a reflection of the reflection, and a reflection of that reflection. It ripples outwards. So that the Kof HaDimyoin is really a part of the Metzius of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia into the world. There's the Etzem Dvar Hashem, and then there's a Kof HaDimyoin. So the word Zeh is where something becomes, where you point to the Nekuda, and Nekuda is always the thing itself. And Nekuda is defined as something that has no ispashtos, not l'oirech, not l'roichev. When you point something with a finger, you're trying to be kaveya exactly where the thing is. And me'idach gisa, when something is nispashit, you look at it and say it goes. But this is similar to this, and it's similar to this, and it's similar to this, and everything. The more and more it gets mishalim around it, the more layers of doima like each one comes with a kof hadimyon. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu of mitzvahs is zeh. Every mitzvah, the sharpness of the hakdara of Ratzon Hashem lies dafke in Shoharach. In other words, Shoharach lafuke agoda, I mean, halacha lafuke agoda. This is esrei. This is tefillin. This is tzedakah. The chiyuvim in the Shoharach are just what exactly is the Dvar Hashem. The ramifications of it. If you do this, it gives you a shleimus because of this. If you do this, it's mashpia l'tov on the world because of this. If you do this, it has other ramifications. That already is the koi of something. So in the tzivuyim of Dvar Hashem, that is given with zeh adover. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the spaklaya me'ira of Moshe Rabbeinu, that it's as sharp as you can get. Everything in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah can be learned precisely as regards to those mitzvahs. Because you have to be able to come to a lemaisa. Then there's a second dag of nevuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, because you didn't do this, this is happening to you. Because you did this, this is what's happening to you. Those are all bechinas of koi. In other words, how does Chil Shabbos reflect itself in the world? When a person is Mechal Shabbos Hashem, what happens? This is what's happening. The job of the other Nevi'im was to be Medame the Metzias to the Sheirish. And to say, Moshe Rabbeinu was Magde. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke with Zeh Adova, he was Magde the things as they are. And this is Tzitzis, this is Shefa, this is Shabbos, and so on. And the Koi is what's happening as a result of it. And therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Nabi, like Hashem Kichatzois HaLaila, that was B'loshon Koi, because you're not dealing with a mitzvah. You're dealing with, since the Etzem Ratzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'ni Yisrael B'chayri, so B'meila, Ahinim Meveich Aleichem this, Meveich Aleichem this, and so on. That's the difference between the Koi and the Zeh. That's what lies in the Maral's words. One or two stumps, remozim to the sinyan. Then, and again, this is a remez is a zeh. It's worth something if you can understand it. The says in the Sfar, Chaf Hei Elul was the Brias Ha'olam, the Chlol Yusay. That's Meloshon Koi. On the day that Adam was created, it says Zeh Hayoyim Tchilas Masecha. In other words, both of them are levels of Bria. But the level of a world without Suras Adam is the Koi. It's only a reflection of Maisa Adam. It's the Adam, like the Mesil Sharm says, when a person is Mala, he's Mala himself and the world around him. Whereas a person himself is the Etzem Nekuda. That's the Matar of the Bria. This is the Yom Hashish. This is the Tazor. Same thing with Remiza. Also, it says in Sfarim, in my mind, Chanukah starts with Kof Hei Kislev, and it finishes with Zois Chanukah Samizbeach. Same thing, the Koi and the Zois starts, it always starts from the outside, and when it comes down to the Nekuda, it's the Zois. Yeah, those are Emes the Remazim, it's written, But understanding it is the way we explained it. That's the understanding of the koy and the zois of the zeh. Let's answer another question. We asked how come by Nedarim it's written dafka. Nedarim are an interesting mitzvah. It's a fascinating nekuda. First of all, in the Pashto level of the Inyan, Nedarim is the place where a person makes Isurim. And the Torah asks to do with a lot of Isurim, and now the person comes and makes Isurim also. It's modern. And fakir, there's a certain bikiris in Chazal. Loidayach mashasa Torah Shabbat al-Isala, misfaltais mitzvah, kashpok tev 630 mitzvahs, they're enough. Those in Yonim where it says that it was a davar toiv that a person was menada, like by the Nazir Shimshon and so on, the Rambam explains them that they're all together, a gather around existing mitzvahs. Tzadikim ha-mashbim, es-yitzram, and so on. These are all the pshat when you take an existing mitzvah and you broaden it. When the tfisa of a neder is a new thing, then it's a poor pogrom, because ein anav yoshev l'chadish davar, and a person can't be a chadish mitzvahs, and shouldn't be m'chadish mitzvahs. I mean, you're ke'ilu saying that your das is better than das alyan. Mitzad dar chav of existing things, like a person who's afraid for the yitzahara, like pogos al yitzri, and he made a neder, so there is so the pshat is it's a harchavas geda mitzad the mitzius. The Torah said this is asa, but I know that mitzad the mitzius in the world, if I go to this point, I'm going to be swept into it. So I'm going to myself a step back. Those are the dharma mitzvahs. That's the b'china of tzaddikim mashpim es yitzram. When they realize that they're too close to the border, they goiter themselves. So in the lumdus of the dharma, whoever learned the dharma knows that the ikar neder for the many rishonim and the tzvashmos is what's called atfasa. Atfasa, for those who don't learn the dharma, is that the etzem tzura of a neder is that you say zeh kazeh. The real way of making a neder is you take a basar kachim and you say this should be like basar kachim. Even if you don't do it, it's automatically it's included. That fussa lies in it. But hatfussa seems to be the ikatzur's neder. Many show more like that. That's fakir. That's the main way of a neder is made. And anything else is a shortcut. The pshat is the tzur that the dharma made is also you start with something that has an atzmius of kedusha, and you matfis it to something else. You mamshach it to something else. So in the parasha of the dharma, say mitzad the chitzonius adaba, mitzad the way in which a person is supposed to use neder, not use neder. And sai mitzah the pnimis hadavar, the way neder works, it's where you have the crossroads between the zeh and the koyim. And that's where the emphasis is, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the zeh and the koyim, whereas other Nevi'im only had the koyim. In Parashas Nedarim, they had that difference. That's why it's in Parashas Nedarim, the zeh and the koyim. Let's go to the Chotu Bezen, the Loko Bezen, and the Nachum Bezen. In the Tfisas HaDvarim of how the Metzias works, the Mashal, the Rambam speaks about the way in which Avodah Zarah started. So he explains that it started by making atos, by being mafkin between Oivd Avodah Zarah and between Mesharas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and this Yachzus to Mesharas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Mahalchim, how he brings things into the world. He has Shluchim, he has Mesharasim, he has Ma'isim Merkava. He has a lot of different oifanim, mahalchim, in way, and a person is supposed to understand them. The whole idea of learning about the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hagah of the world, when it says in Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person of Tzipis of Merkava, a person learned Kabbalah, the word is not just this particular Mitzrayim Torah. It means how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mani Ve'lamad, understanding the Ashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it reflects itself in the world. And that's positive. The mistake starts when a person points at a particular nakuda and says, when he takes the koi and makes a ze out of it, that is the churm. In other words, the Moshe Rabbeinu was a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as long as they understood it, that be'etzem you can have the same shlichus to somebody else, that's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu was. The minute they said ki ze Moshe ha'isha shelonu, that's when it became a pagam. Moshe is not a ze either. To take and say, this is it. The difference is, if in koi there are a lot of different possibilities. I can take this, or I can take something like it, or I can take something similar to it. If this doesn't work, there's something similar to it. Zeh, I can't. For instance, if let's say somebody wants to demonstrate a certain law, a certain concept, if he doesn't have one thing to demonstrate with, he can find another thing. But if a person doesn't have the etzem, he forgot the etzem nekuda, there's nothing he can substitute for that. A mashal, a dugma, you can substitute it because there'll be other dugmas. By the nature of it, there's a lot of kois. Zeh is only one. So when they said ki zeh Moshe, that's where there was a pagam. And the we'll see later, the al zeh hoya davei libeinu is where the metzias of the pagam was, and we'll explain later. And Zeh Hashem kivinu loy, it says that tzaddikim are also to stand in a mechoil and to point at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the tikkun thing. In other words, the Zeh will become again HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the tzaddikim standing around will point further, and Moshe will also be standing with a finger pointing inwards and saying Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. Let's understand a little bit mitzad the Mahalchim of Torah. Let's understand a little bit in Torah itself. There's a Gemara in Menachos. It says, Yavoi zeh, v'yikabel zeh mizeh, zois mizeh, v'yitein lezeh. So Yavoi zeh is Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Mekabel Torah is called zois, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu called zeh, and give it to an am that's called zu, and so on. The Gemara in Menachos. Very strange Gemara, the zeh, with the zu, with the so on. Someone else says over there in different words, but it's the same Nekuda, that Torah is the Mahalach of the Zeh of the Bria. In other words, Torah, as far as the mitzvahs go, and as, like I explained before, Kalap of the Bria, the Maral calls it the Tzura of the Bria. Let's explain it a little bit in a little bit more of a fleshed out way. A person who's not a Ben Torah, a person who is a balbatish. So a person, we come along to him and we give him mitzvahs. So if he's a very prosta tfisa, the world is the world. The world is about panasa, family, this, that. But mitzvahs were imposed on you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God, and he has the right to impose whatever he wants. Bekachze dina machuse dina. That's a tfisa. There's a little bit of an Eidlet Fisa. The Eidlet Fisa is that there's life, and life has other components to it. Torah helps you maximize what you get out of life. It's Hilchus Nida enhances family life, and Hilchus Tzedakah enhances community life, and Hilchus Kedusha enhances this, that. Everything pretty much can be translated into terms of how it benefits the Bria. Svarim L'Moshe Rabbeinu Hirsch, who had to speak to people that this was the Tzura of Tfisa, who always brought it over in a Tzura like that, understanding how Chukei HaTorah bring out the best in society. And it is true. Definitely so. It all brings out the best. But the Tfisa of someone who is Ben Torah, someone who is Shaychus to Yavi Zeh, and Vezois HaTorah, is the Pshat, it's the other way around. The Atzmius of Ratzon Hashem is Tfilm. The Mitzvah Tfilm is the Mitzvah Tfilm. Whatever it is, this is now, from the Nekuda of the Mitzvah Tfilm, it brings out different benefits. In other words, just like if I learned about the laws of gravity before I saw the experiences, I'd now go back and say, so what's the lemaisa? The lemaisa is if something's not strong enough, it's not going to support something else. If you're walking on something that's loose, it's going to fall. If you're trying to fly, it's going to take a lot of energy. Those are all kalyoitzes from a metzias amitis. And this is the etzim metzias. So my tefis is the other way around. The etzim tachos of the bria is ratzon kadosh baruch. It's interesting that the chet of the Marishan was he wanted to be kelokim, the atovira. He wanted the shtal zechtzu. He wanted to it become also. In other words, the yedea tovira takes on a kaf, a kelokim. A person says this is what the bria is. Akadosh Baruch Hu wanted talis tefillin shayfa. There's an avezra bavur zeh osel kim and he explains bavur zeh l'chus is the opposite in the pasuk. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that sign, that's why we eat matzah. So Rav Nezer says, no. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to eat matzah, that's why he took that sign. In other words, matzah is a certain mahalach of living it's an achila of a certain type. It's a certain type of living off Lechem Shemayim to some degree. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a metzias that would bring out matzah in Klal Yisrael. It would bring out a certain nekuda. But the matzah in Tzias Mitzrayim is the hechetimtza in which matzah came about. That is the metzias of so a person who is that tfisa of a ben Torah mitzad, the tfisa is the other way around. He sees the zeh as being the ratzon Hashem, and the kof hadimyon is secondary to it. You find it, l'moshel, even the surah today that the Messiah that we have in Amelos B'Torah is that mahalach. When a person says he's looking for the lumdus of something, it means that he's taking the cases, he has in front of him a whole bunch of cases that are the tzura of a certain halacha, and from those cases he's trying to understand the hilchus of Shabbat. It's going from the pratim to try to deher the klal Shabbat. That is the mahalach of Yigiyat B'Torah that our Rebbe will manchut us. It says in Mechukoyse Telechu, it's Bechoyk Dafka, because the Amelus is to get from the Mishpat to the Choyk. The Tfisa that I have when I see something is how it relates to me. The Choyk means I got to the very center of it. The Mahalach of Amelus is to go from the outside in, to go from what's already secondary to the Etzem Etzius. That is what Amelus is learning in every diagram like that, to take what it says in front of you and to understand what it really says. And to understand, to take a few halachas, understand what's the nekuda that be'etzim is the halacha that all these cases are simply branches of it. And that mahalach is going from mishpat to chayk. That's why chukoy say telechu is amelos b'torah, dafke chayk, because that's where chayk is. That's the mitzvah of chayk. In Tzino lemeidim that the mahalach of the atzmius of something is zeh. And that's Kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzoinoi, there's basic Ratzon. And the Mahalach of the Koi is that's Kilu the thing that's Doima to it. The Zeh is a Haya Madrega. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu's Nebuah was the Zeh Dafka, and other people were not Mistabe the Zeh. But the world was created that the Zeh should give Paris of Koi as well. In other words, the world was created so that from the Zeh should be, like it says in the Embraces, the four Necholim that came out from Eden and they were mashke everything. This pashtus to other things comes from the Zeh becoming Koi. Lamashal, a person learns halachas of Beinah Havera. So the person who's standing outside says, yeah, you know, the Torah wanted people to be nice to each other. So it gave a lot of helpful hints and suggestions on how to be nice. Now, that's a thing we'll grow up, but that's a one now. The person who's Aymed understands, forget about that. There is a Ratznat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Tzedakah, this is Gemilas Chesed, this is Levi Amaze, this is Achmasas Kala, this is At Chaymesh, and this is At Shlish, and this is that. All of those are the hakdor of the thing itself, and so on. But once a person's aimed on that, he has to be mamshechit into the mitzias. how, in other words, these are the etzem nekudas. How does it nispash it out into the world? So the metzias of being espashed outwards is the mahalach of the zeh becoming koyin. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu did not, had Moshe Rabbeinu just been zeh, then there would have been a chas in the Torah, because if I care, once a person is koyveya masmeh, just like a person who's a amol in yogea in when he takes cases that the Gemara brings and he comes up with the lumdus behind it, but then he can't shtal tzu teni nu alachas. The person is crippled. The person is only halfway there. The person who just knows the case in the Gemara and doesn't understand how to be oymen on the sheirish, and then so that person is it will always, his tzu shtals will be superficial, and he's going to make a churban hayra. The person just memorized the halachas. The first dag is to be amul and understand what is the sheirish. Now this din. So how you magde the etzem halacha? When a person, once a person has that, now he has to be able to shtalat tzus. So in which cases will there be nafkamina? Lamay nafkamina. The Gemara asks, hilchas olam shichsa? Lamay nafkamina. I mean, there are no halachas that just stand without a nafkamina. Once you're oymer on the etzim nekudat halacha, you have to go. Then what's the mile it has both there and Kray? The Teretz is, it's a lower dagger, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that the Zeh should become Kray. That's where you have the Shlemus of the things. There's a Gevaldik, if you look at the Psukim, a reflection of both in Yonah that we spoke about. It says, by Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah, so he said, when he came with the Ne'orim, he said, "Vayema Abram al Ne'orav shvulachem koi imachamoy, vani vana neilcha ad koi." In Ishtachan Shuvalechem. In other words, when the dividing line came between him and the Ne'orim that were on the lower daga, he said, "Neilcha ad koi." In other words, the only way that he could be mechalit is by saying it's fair. You know, they were standing outside and they couldn't go to the har. So b'meila for them, they were standing be'erech. The har is in a kuda, and they were standing by the har. When he was malas b'no yechidoy, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Vayoyim ebini shpati num Hashem ki yan asher sisas adova hazeh." The metzias of the dover itself was the zeh. He came to an akuda of Hashem echod. So the pshat is that's the herring, the zeh hadover. If I kept, Akedah didn't have any way to explain itself in mahalchei olam hazeh. It was coming to an akuda of Ratz Hashem and Etzel. And then it says the har ba'avaz echod. And the lashon used of zaracha is koyah zaracha. It doesn't say it over there, but you know, by the bracha of har ba'arba zaracha, usually over there it says har ba'arba zaracha. And koyah, in other words, that's zeh, that's the kud of zeh, you're going to be mamshich to the koyah. Let's sum up a second. This is zeh. There are two mehalchim of ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the etzem atzmius of the mahalach is the etzem gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it, etzem ritzoni yisbara, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that ratzon to be mispashit as much as possible to everything around it, and it should be mispashit into a world which is chumri, which is gas, and so on and so forth. The place where we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mokrim HaMikdash, or Bechlal, the Metzias of Klai Solal, the Mosam, and Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, has two opposite angles to it. One angle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most, the Hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nispashed the most. Klal Yisrael Bein HaUmas, it says like the Shechina was nostalgic at Debe Aveira. The Klal Yisrael Bein HaUmas are Mushpalim, and Dvuyim, and Bzuyim, and Bemela, the mitzvahs don't find expression in Chutz Laretz and so on. So there is a talich, there's a process of a shriveling up and a condensation where Ratzon Hashem remains. All it is—it's in the Torah. That's it. It was not nispashed into the world and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ramban says in the beginning of Kaisai that all of these tichachas and klolos happen when Klal Yisrael al Musam, because Klal Yisrael al Musam is a metzias where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dinim and mitzvahs and so on are nispashed. They go into the Kedushas Haaretz, they go into an Am, into Umma, there's the Kiddush Hashem, there's the Chilul Hashem. There is a Hispashtus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah into the broadest possible Olam HaSim. For us, it's the other way around. We try to deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Etzem Etzius. We start with Ke'ilu, the reboot. We start with the different things that we see. A person, Hashkacha, leads a person one place, a person gets an einish for something and he awakens, a person gets a chizuk and it pushes him. We start the other way around. We start with the outside, just like the mashal we gave by learning, that a person starts with a lot of facts and figures. He just starts with a lot of gemaras, a lot of things. As he breaks his head on it, he tries to get to the etzem nekuda, the etzem halacha, the etzem Toichin of the Agada, the etzim thing that's written, and when a person has a tefis in the ratzmius, he's able then to spread it out into a lot of different time. But lemaisa for us, the process. So what we're missing in the Beis Hamikdash is that we don't have a center point to focus on. Like I said, I think when Chazal, you know, Umasolim have a lot of gods and a lot of mikdashim and a lot of korbanis. We have one God, one Beis HaMikdash, one Makom Kaddish, and everything is Mechuvan, one Klein God. Everything is Mechuvan towards one. So, Milamala Lamata, the Hefsid and the Churban is the lack of Hispashtus. Milamata Lamala is it's that we can't say Zekei Levan Beis. There's no place to point the finger at. With Mefuzarim, and every place has a little Nakuda of a Likus. There's no one place where I can point everything. That's the two ends of Eicha. Eicha, the Zohar says that Eicha is Meloshin Eikoi. Where is the Koi of the world? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kina is Eicha Yoshe Bodet Ha'ir Rabbosi Am. Where is the Koi of the Rabbosi Am? In other words, Churban Beis HaMikdash means that there is no Yispashtus HaShchina, there's no Gilei HaShchina, the Shchina is not even minimally Yisgala anywhere, it's not Yispashted into an Aretz, into Uma, it's completely shriveled up. So the Kina Milamala is that there is, it's a koi. Our kina is al zeh yodavay lebeinu. That al hartzion shashemim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at the ira basi am, and that's called a koi. And we're saying al zeh yodavay lebeinu al hartzion shashemim. It's two kinas. Just like if let's say like the lashon, if a husband and wife are separated, so they're both describing the same tragedy. But the husband is describing the wife that he's missing, and the wife is describing the husband she's missing. The husband says he's helpless without his wife. He has a lot of, he earns money and he has a lot of good ideas, but there's no one to implement them. The wife is the one that it says she implements it, and she takes the money and she buys food with it and cooks it and so on. She's the one that to which his koyachsam is fashioned. The woman feels that she has no leadership. There's nobody to draw from this nekuda. The separation of Christ and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the churban is a koi. That there's no koi where there should be ashra of Shechina, and the male of the Rabbasi Am is what's missing. For us, it's the other way around. There's no zeh to point to where we can say this is the moment. In Tzila Meidim, the mahalach of a person steiging in Avodah. It's like learning, it's like a b'chlal. the first tfisa that everybody has of learning of Yiddish, kind of anything, the first tfisa as a child, as an outsider, anything, is always koyin. It's always this. There is a lack of being taifis, the etzem thing. And what we call amelus in everything, it's amelus in learning, whether it's halacha, where a person's humble, he takes the facts, putting them together, trying to understand what is the rule that defines these dinim, is the mahalach of understanding the zeh in Torah. The process in Agada of trying to take the mashal and understanding the nekuda behind the mashal, understanding what's the teyfim. All of Agada is mishalim in a certain sense. And it needs a lot of yigiyah and amul to the hair, what exactly is being said over here. And a person, mitzad, his whole tfis of the tzuras olam, understanding that the mitzvahs are the etzem mitzvahs of the world. They are what is emes and yatzah. Those are the nekudas of that are kaya. That's one avodah. And then there's a second avodah, that in as much as the person was oimed on the zeh, the person has to shtel it too. The Torah is nekudas, but you have to draw the lines. If you see that the Torah wanted, this is a chiyuv to help somebody like this, a chiyuv like that, a chiyuv like that, so you see that it's more than just a particular nekuda. There's a general cloud. How does it affect you when it's varishus? How do you act when it's not a pure halacha of point for point, but it's a klolius inyan? How should a person react in such a case? That is the koyah Torah. How, the general tzur of a person. If the Torah, this is a halacha of kedusha. So how does it apply in a case where it's chulin? How does that nekuda express itself when it spreads out into other yonim as well? That's the second step of koyah. And in losing the nekuda of korban beis hamikdash is that there's two losses. There's a loss that klap and mala, there's no hispashtus of kedusha, like Lashon Chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nistalik, one rakiya, another rakiya, another rakiya. It means the etzem ratzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was that those nekudas encompass the world, that molechol eretz kvoidim. And this became hefet molechol eretz kvoidim. So the echa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this matzav is there is no hispashtus of shkina, it's lemala, and there is no shkina lemata. For us, the haigosha of the argosha of kina is this alzeret of alevinim, that a person seems to be grabbing at straws. There doesn't seem to be the nekuda. A person, we have an inability to focus on nekuda and say, oh, this is the Evan Shasiyah and everything else builds around it. There's no Evan Shasiyah once the image is gone. Everything is bits and pieces. It's like a ship that became dismembered and everybody's holding on to a piece of wood to save himself. And say this, so a piece of wood might save him, but that's not a place to be. A ship is a place to be. This is just a piece of wood that you hold on to until you get to shore. The alzeh of Elevenu is our mitzias when we don't have the zeh, and b'meila everything else is just shivrei kelim. That's it. We should be zeicher to the zeh yom kivinu loy and the zeh lekeinu.